Let's go all the way back to Monday when you had it was Maroon and Orange Day in Austin, and that's kind of something new and different.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, one of the things that I've been saying for years is that it's important for the University of Texas and Texas A&M to stick together because they're more alike than they are different. And in the political scrum that's going over there, they'll get a lot more done if they're working together than if they're working against each other. So I'm really happy to see those kind of events and basically see the chancellors and the presidents communicating and cooperating on their legislative requests. It's good for both schools.
Without a doubt. Steve Ogden joining us this morning. I don't know, the story that really caught my attention was this week when Governor Perry had his money guy come over, Milton Rister.
Mr. Milton Rister. Sort of the sacrificial guy. I don't think they wanted to send anybody over, so they made Milton come over.
What has Milton done to make the governor mad?
He
came up with some initiatives, and obviously stuff that was important to you wasn't on that list, and then also stuff that was important to John Whitmire, who is the dean of the Senate, right?
Right.
You two guys were not necessarily happy with the list that he brought over.
Well, the governor over the years has been able to basically obtain from the legislature large amounts of money to implement basically initiatives that he believed were important, and the most significant ones were things called the Enterprise Fund, which is an economic development fund that's had tens of millions of dollars in it. And the governor has basically the authority to spread that around to encourage new people to come to Texas. Another one's called the Emerging Technology Fund, which is another fund that's pretty much at his discretion to try to develop technology in Texas. And Texas A&M's been a big beneficiary of that fund, but be that as it may, when you're cutting the budget and you're talking about cuts to public education and cuts to Medicaid, coming over and asking for more money for those programs was not well received, to say the least.
Yeah, right, and I understand that. And again, this is a very popular governor. There's no doubt about that. But in even in those situations, it's not working too well.
I want to talk about an idea that I'm pushing because I was talking to the governor's staff yesterday about this exact subject, and I said, well, you know, if y'all want some more money for this, you're going to need to kind of work with me. Hint, hint.
Uh-huh.
And it's. In San Antonio, they have developed this program to get homeless people off the street, and they've put a lot of money into it, like $100 million.
It's called Haven for Hope, right, in San Antonio.
I think that may be the name, or yeah. Star of Texas for Hope or something.
Okay.
But from all outward appearances, it's been very successful because they get homeless people off the street, they provide them a place to stay and eat, they get them, they dry them out, help them with their drug problems, but most importantly, they train them and they get them jobs. Well, they were over asking me for money. I said, I don't have any money, but I said, the governor's got this enterprise fund that's supposed to be creating jobs in Texas. I wonder why we couldn't be using this money to basically help you, because it looks to me like you're creating jobs in Texas. So there's a chance that enterprise fund, we might change that enterprise fund and basically get a win-win by helping programs like the one in San Antonio. So we're working on that.
That's a pretty interesting idea, right? Because the definition of a job is not necessarily what you would think about on that level. You would have thought that it would be something that pays more and thus would put more disposable income in the economy. But that's, again, helping the downtrodden, a pretty interesting
idea.
But it's
creating jobs. Yeah. So I don't know why that's not as good a way to invest taxpayer money as recruiting folks like Amazon.com, which was another interesting issue that you didn't bring up this week, but mm-hmm. I was talking to the comptroller about it, and the governor and the comptroller kind of, at least publicly, got kind of
crossways about that.
Crossways,
huh?
Yeah. But in this particular case, I think the governor may not have had all the information that he should have had, and I think the comptroller's right, and it has to do with collection of sales tax, and there's always been this tension in Texas about internet providers of goods and services not having to collect and rebate sales tax the same way local retailers are. Well, Amazon.com is claiming that they don't have to do it, but the comptroller is saying, yes, you do, because you have nexus in Texas, and that's a fancy word for saying you have a physical presence in Texas, i.e. your warehouse up in Dallas, and because you have a physical presence in Texas, sales in Texas are subject to the sales tax. And that issue cuts both ways, because the business that's collecting the sales tax doesn't like it because they think it's a pain in the government, da-da-da-da. But the other businesses that are competing with them are saying, hey, what's the deal here? I got to do it. How come they don't?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And, it's not chump change. I asked the comptroller, I said, how much money's in dispute? And they said, we can't say. I said, what do you mean you can't say? And they said, well, the judge won't let us, which set me off. I said, why won't the judge let you? And they said, well, because taxes are confidential and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, how much has Amazon.com said is under dispute?
How's that? They could say it. Yeah, okay.
$269 million.
Wow. And that's just one entity. I mean, Again, there's a lot of business there. Sure. Well, that'll be interesting. Now, kind of like to get your take on, they're calling it this morning, Shades of Texas, what's going on up in Wisconsin, where 14 senators have flown the coop so that they're not going to have to make that decision right now on the teachers who are marching in Madison. Again, kind of reminiscent of what happened here, but we've got our own problems in Texas when it comes to higher education. I mean, to education for the kiddos.
Well, it is Shades of Texas. Although, you know, our Democrat colleagues left the state over redistricting. They're leaving the state over issues with respect to union work rules and how much state employees are going to have to pay for health insurance. At the end of the day, it has to get resolved, and I'm sympathetic to what's going on in Wisconsin, but if they need any advice on how to get their senators back, I guess they could call me.
Yeah, they went over to Illinois. They're having a good time there.
That's right.
We had tons to talk about, but we're out of time today, and I'll promise we'll have more time next week, because I'm sure there are going to be any number of things. Is there anything pointedly that's going to happen before we visit again next Friday, in your view?
Well, I think the request for a constitutional convention to balance the budget will be on the Senate floor next week. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, which is pretty significant,
sure,
was the fetal ultrasound bill that we passed in the Senate yesterday. That controversial, took a lot of debate, but is a very significant piece of legislation. So if I'm out of time today, maybe we can talk about it.
Well,
next week.
We need to mention, I mean, it's the third time in as many consecutive legislative sessions that this has come up. So now we ought to take a minute. The vote was 21-10, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and what it did is that it says that if a woman is seeking an abortion, it has to be made available to her to see the ultrasound, to have the information about her fetus described to her, and she has to have the opportunity, but she's not required to listen to the heartbeat before she makes that decision. And obviously it's a controversial decision, but at the end of the day, I believe that when it comes to medical procedures, the more information a person has, the better.
Got
so
it.
I voted for it.
I understand. Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
It's State Senator Steve Ogden joining us.